on that point, I think UK makes a very good point. What I would say, though, is, and this is what's also in the second part of the definition, to remind people that what we're saying is that technical service parameters that member states, here's the key words, are to work towards providing in international railway hubs. There is no enforcement of the AGC. If you go and you look in Annex 2 of the current AGC, which has all the technical parameters, I'm pretty sure that there are sections of line still in existence across the AGC which don't meet some of these minimum nominal speed requirements, the maximum load capacity aspects. So that's not to say that I'm trying to dumb this down. That's not what I mean. My point is that you are, when you become a contracting party to the AGC, you commit to work towards doing that stuff. That doesn't mean that it has to be done by tomorrow. It doesn't mean it has to be done in the next 20 years, to be honest. We know how it works. We know how these things take place. And this is where, and I have to go back to document number 5, the preamble is very important, because what it says is the coordinated plan for the development of lines, railway lines and stations, adjusted to the requirements of future international rail traffic. So it is very much, and in line, it says, I think, in the AGC with national policies. I can't remember the exact text as it is now. So obviously, it is working towards having these aspects within the infrastructure, and in this case, in the hubs themselves. But it is within what is offered and what is available of the national planning process and the national spending requirements. And here it is in Article 1. Apologies, I've just found it. Within the it says at the end, as a coordinated plan for the development and construction of railway lines of major international importance, which they intend to undertake within the framework of national programs in accordance with their respective legislations. So when this, if and when this comes into force, there is no timeline by which this needs to be done. So I don't know if that provides the comfort that the foreign ministry would require, and it is, I repeat, a commitment that you enter into doing this, but you're working towards it. I think Mr. Chair, Poland was first. Just.